Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Here's Dave and Fionnuala after 3:30. And actually, Dave and Fionnuala.
Do your job.
Doubling up on the Dave and Fionnuala's. Why not? Because we are double jobbing this week. We got ourselves into, not a mess, but into a corner that the only way was forward out of it. To start doing jobs that were suggested to us. So we were sent a guard when they were doing the big press thing for, hey, do you want to be a guard? We got to question him, and then we got invited to Temple Moor, and then we realised there was big gaps in our CVs that we need to get more life and work experience.
So we opened it to you. We said, hey, what jobs could we actually try out? What ones do you want to see us do? Whether you think we would be good or bad at them? And like, the excitement is real, but the nerves are also really up there.
Our instructor today is John Paul, but where are we?
So we're in UPilot Flight Simulator Centre in Swords in Dublin, and we're going to see if you guys can fly the aircraft for us today.
Is there not enough airplanes going down at the minute?
Well, hopefully we won't have any accidents or incidents today.
There's a lot to learn when you're trying to become a pilot and successfully fly a plane. Could you distill down into the top three things we should try and remember?
All right, so remember your speed, your heading, and your altitude.
Excellent. Heading is the direction. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that just in case. Okay, speed, heading, altitude. I'll remember that.
What makes a good pilot?
I guess someone who's got good crew resource management, someone who's a people person, someone who follows the operating procedures and who treats it as every day is a school day.
What are you going to put us through, myself and Fionnuala? Are we going working separately as a team? What do you have in mind?
So you're going to operate the aircraft as a crew. So one of you will operate as the pilot flying and the other one will operate as the pilot monitoring. We're going to do a flight from Donegal Airport down to Knock.
Class. Is this going to be difficult considering that I will not sit in a car when Fionnuala is driving?
Well, if you listen to me and follow the instructions, it shouldn't be too bad.
One thing that you will learn if you are to become a pilot is that flaps are of phenomenal importance.
And now you see the little number one here?
Yeah.
That's the next stage of flaps. So
okay.
If you look above the one, you can see up.
Yes.
So as you pass one, you say flaps up.
As I pass one, you say flaps up. Okay.
So just keep the nose on 10. Just turn a little bit lower.
Oh, yeah.
Precision flying now for the... Now we're passing one.
Ooh,
so you now
say
flaps up.
Flaps up.
No, Fionnuala.
I've always wanted to say that.
All right, flaps. Flaps, McGee, yourself. John Paul, would the pilot say it with such enthusiasm as that?
I guess they would. Get it down onto the cross and we are good.
A flaps, sorted. Bit more training to do, but we will take flight just after 4 o'clock. From Carrick Finn and Donegal to Ireland West Airport. It is in a simulator, but I would still keep an eye above your head just in case. You never know what these things we could end up taking off.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, as you said, the importance of flaps is now cemented into our brains. So onwards and upwards, quite literally.
A lovely bit of casual sexism after International Women's Day at the weekend from John. When you put a woman and direction in the same sentence, there's only one outcome, an absolute disaster.
Ah, John, please now, we'll have less of that.
John.
It's nothing to do with me being a woman. It's just I've other things to be thinking about.
John, a bit of faith, please. Come on now. We will take flight after 4. It is Dave and Fionnuala. Do your job. Day 1, piloting. Will we be any good? We'll find out soon. It is Dave and Fionnuala, and we very much want to welcome you into the cockpit of this Boeing 737 on day 1 of Dave and Fionnuala.
Do your job.
And today, we are pilots. A little bit earlier, we underwent our training with John Paul from UPilot, and the aim now is to fly out of Carrick Finn Airport in Donegal to Ireland West Airport Knock. Fionnuala Corbett is your captain. I, Dave Duke, I'm your first officer, and John Paul, instructions, please.
All right. So first thing you need to do now, Dave, is take the radios. So you say to your captain, I have the radios, you have the controls.
Captain, I have the radios, you have the controls.
Thank you, Captain.
I am your first officer,
first
Captain.
First officer, sorry.
Oh, geez. Call Donegal Tower, and you can tell them you're lined up on runway 03, ready for departure.
This is Bop Bop 737. We are lined up on runway 03. Ready for departure, Tower.
And Bob Bob, 737, you are clear takeoff, runway 03.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know what the first thing I'm supposed to do is, so...
You need some power, so give it a bit of thrust.
The levers, Captain.
Bring them forward, that's enough for now.
Whoa, Jesus, pull her down, Captain, pull her down.
About 40 to 50 is good.
We were going to take off straight for Errigal.
Now, whenever you're ready, for let's tip the toe brakes down.
Oh yeah, okay.
Now, press the takeoff go-around button now, the little black button.
Up here. Oh, yeah, sorry.
We need to get up nice and quickly here. So when I say rotate, or when Dave says rotate, when you hear V1 Dave say rotate, pull it up nice and quickly, Fionnuala.
Okay.
There's not a lot of runway here. Steer with your feet, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice and straight. Dave, call the speeds, 80 knots.
80 knots. 90.
Now, Fionnuala, get
100.
Okay, oh, God.
Now start pulling back now. One time. More.
Rotate up.
Too low. Terrain.
Give her up.
Too low.
Give her up.
Pull. Pull up.
Right down. Nose down.
Oh, God almighty.
So, Fionnuala, push down. Push. All the way down.
Oh, God.
10 degrees.
Oh, Jesus. I've actually forgot what I'm meant to be looking at here. Yeah, okay.
So, I'll tell you what, just look out the window for now.
Okay.
Don't go down to the water. Keep the nose up.
Okay.
Yeah! I think the passengers are relieved that we have cleared Mount Errigal.
That's it. Now, ask your pilot monitoring or your first officer to put the gear up.
Okay. First officer, can you put the gear up, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, first officer. Oh, God.
Captain, I suggest that we turn right heading 090.
First officer, I take your suggestion on board and I will now proceed to turn right. Are we on the quickest route?
Miraculously, we're actually on course. You're controlling the track, the direction, very nicely, but what you need to work on is controlling the pitch or the attitude, okay?
Right, okay.
Every time you input like that, anybody who's not strapped in at the back of the aircraft, and you pitch down like that, so they're going to go right up to the ceiling. when they pull up, they're going to be so heavy, they're not going to be able to lift their arms off the seat.
Oh, God, okay.
So they're experiencing plus or minus 2 Gs there as you go.
Wow.
All your maneuvers should be 1G turns or 1G.
Oh, lads.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your first officer, Dave Duke, speaking. Your captain for today is Fionnuala Corbett, and it is day one of Dave and Fionnuala Do Your Job, where this week we are valeting cars, refereeing soccer games, teaching primary school kids, and today flying this Boeing 737 aircraft from Carrickfinn, Donegal to Ireland West Airport, Knock. We profusely apologise to those who are still stuck to the ceiling at the rear of the aircraft. We experienced turbulence, that's what it was, really bad turbulence. It wasn't anything to do with pilot error whatsoever. We'll be in Ireland West Airport very shortly. It is Dave and Fionnuala Do Your Job day one. This week we are becoming referees, teachers, valeters, and now we are pilots in a simulator from Carrickfinn, Donegal to Ireland West Airport, Knock. And I think the people on the N17 are going to get a bit of a show because Captain Corbett is bringing us in low.
500. Sink rate.
Fionnuala up.
Too low. Terrain.
Oh, sorry.
John Paul, our instructor, is now shouting at Fionnuala to level out and bring it more over to me. But she's not listening.
Over to Dave, her voice.
Okay. At this point, I'm worried. Run her up. We were coming in sideways and far too low. Full power, and away we go.
I have no idea what happened. I'm not even just funny.
Captain, please, flaps up.
So I need flaps up this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Good eye.
Captain, I need flaps.
Fionnuala's concentration is stunted, and she is not taking instruction.
You are flustered, Captain, please.
So flustered. The flaps are very hard to manage. Oh, okay. We're at flap five.
I would imagine at this point, our passengers are absolutely petrified. We've had to perform what's known in the industry as a go-around. We weren't bringing the plane in correctly at all, so the best option was to take off into the sky, go around, and come back in once again. This time, we're going to stick the landing if Fionnuala can find the brakes.
Brakes, please.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Stopper.
Stop.
What am I doing? Says the captain. What am I doing?
Apologies, first drops.
Did you just resign yourself to the fate and was just like, hey, we're coming down?
I didn't know what was happening. There was so... What I was being told to do, obviously, was the right thing, but my brain couldn't compute. When he was saying turn right or whatever else, I was like, but no, surely I have to turn left, and I couldn't get my brain to...
You were just like, she's coming down one way or another.
I still don't know what happened.
What we call that is a momentary loss of situational awareness. What happened there was your capacity became reduced, and you sort of got tunnel vision, and you just sort of, you just hoped for the best and held on.
Yeah, fair.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your first officer, Dave Duke. Your captain for today's flight was Fionnuala Corbett, and we have finally successfully landed this Boeing 737 aircraft on the runway at Ireland West Airport here in Knock. Thank you so much for flying aboard Bop Bop Airways. We think this might be a good time to tell you that this is an experiment where Dave and Fionnuala do your job. We've piloted this aircraft, and yet to come, we're going to referee football games, teach primary school kids, and we're going to valet dirty cars, and there's a couple of surprises along the way. We wish you a pleasant onward journey, and we're sure it's not going to be as bumpy as today. It's Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio.
Hey! Hi! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.